Elsewhere, Islam's third holiest site of Flashpoint, fresh clashes erupt between Palestinian worshippers and Israeli forces around the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Protesters fought running battles with Israeli troops in the Temple Mount, known to Muslims as the Noble Sanctuary in Jerusalem Al-Quds. The clashes began as a place open for morning prayers with Israeli troops deployed in force. Palestinian medical sources say that dozens of worshippers were injured when Israeli soldiers and settlers invaded the yards of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. They used gas bombs, concussion grenades, and rubber-coated metal bullets against the Palestinians. Tensions have escalated since Israel decided earlier this week to expand the entrance into the Noble Sanctuary under a tourist attraction plan. Palestinians see the plan a unilateral change in the status of the sensitive holy city. To offer us more insight on that story, author and Middle East expert Mr. Saeb Shath joins us from Belfast. Mr. Shath, welcome to the program. Why do the Israelis continue meddling with the Noble Sanctuary and outside Al-Aqsa Mosque, an issue that is so sensitive and is so revered by the Palestinians and ultimately the entire Muslim world?
The main target to cause a daily disgrace to the Islamic holy site. And for a long time, the Zionist entity, Israel, working hard to change facts on the ground and to change the status of the Haram al-Sharif and Al-Aqsa Mosque in the Jerusalem city, while the Arabs are focusing somewhere else. Today, we notice they are taking advantage, the Zionist entity, of what's happening around them. They see Takfiri groups are doing the same thing, desecrating Islamic sites all over the Arabic world, especially in Libya, in Syria, even in the Arabian Peninsula. And no one condemning them or doing anything to stopping them and to protect the Islamic side. So they take that kind of psychology, which is happening right all over the Arab world, and implement it in Jerusalem to achieve two scenarios in here. The first one, which they did in the 90s in Hebron, when they split the Al-Ibrahimi Mosque between themselves and the Muslims, and slowly they take the majority of the Islamic site and turn it to be a synagogue. The Ark of the Patriarch, they call it, and now they want to build a synagogue in Al-Aqsa Mosque compound as part of a future efforts to turn the whole Al-Aqsa Mosque as to be the Solomon Temple and to Judaize the whole city of Al-Quds. This is really happening in a daily basis, and one day they expect the Muslim to wake up in the morning and hear the Al-Aqsa Mosque disappeared because it's collapsed since of the excavation beneath the Al-Aqsa Mosque for archaeological or for searching for the that temple, Solomon Temple, they hoping to find. And the Arabs knows of these facts, but Israel is comfortable today since they themselves, Netanyahu said, he have many Arabs friends today, and they are joining the fights together against terrorism in the area. I don't know, are they fighting terrorism or breeding terrorism like ISIL?
Thank you very much. Author and Middle East expert Saeb Shath joining us from Belfast.